program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
War, famine, pestilence, poor planning. One of these catastrophes has prompted the need for Cacophony Number 8.
girls of every age. Wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkin scream.
Theo lịch sử của dân Celt, cổ xưa thì đêm giao thừa
với con người trên trần thế. Như quý vị nghe trong bản Dead Man's Party sau đây qua phần trình bày của Oingo Boingo.
It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's come and leave your body at the door. It's a dead man's party. Everybody's come and leave your body at the door.
As I lay this night to rest and I drift into the darkness, caught inside a dream that I would never leave regardless. Sleeping like the dead in expression soon reality, but was never thought that this was something that I'd come to see. The glass breaks, bullets enter through my window, sound asleep as it works its way into my temple. Blood on my sheets from my brain that secretes. I wake to see my body lying next to my feet. No more pain, no more love, but not on my way above. Stuck right here to walk the night, never meant to see the light. I guess it's how we're meant to be. The world is being afraid to see. The walking dead have come to roam the earth eternally.
If the burst of lightning coming from the streets, I was hit by something.
Thank you.
đêm Halloween, trẻ con Mỹ trá hình giả làm ma quỷ trong những bộ quần áo đủ kiểu, và các em đến gõ cửa từng nhà để xin bánh kẹo. Khi có người ra mở cửa, các em liền hỏi to rằng trick or treat, xin tạm dịch là muốn cho quà hay muốn bị phá phách. Gia chủ liền lấy bánh kẹo mua sẵn ra phát cho các em, rồi sau đó các em lại kéo sang nhà khác, như được Karen và Copy thuật lại sau đây. Quý vị vừa nghe hai em Karen và Copy thuật chuyện các em đi xin bánh kẹo trong đêm Halloween, nên họ phải tổ chức một lễ trừ tà vào đêm sáng trăng lạnh lẽo đó, như được diễn tả trong bản Full Moon sau đây do Envira trình bày.
I'm burning up, I wonder what I got. I don't know what or who's got into me. I'm breaking out in high anxiety. I'm all bound up and tied in knots. Get me to a doctor who can help me on the double. I feel like a victim with the curse of female trouble.
Could this be the story of oh,
or just my time of
Needles on his skin. Yeah!
Khi Cơ Đốc giáo xuất hiện, đêm 31 tháng 10 đã được chính thức gọi là đêm Halloween. Đức Giáo Hoàng thời ấy đã lấy ngày mùng 1 tháng 11 làm ngày các thánh, gọi là All Hallows, một ngày để cho các tín đồ Cơ Đốc giáo tưởng nhớ tới những người thân đã khuất và tổ chức những buổi lễ cầu nguyện cho họ. Còn ngày 31 tháng 10, trước ngày lễ các thánh, được gọi là All Hallows Eve, mà về sau người ta đã đọc trại đi là Halloween. Tom Hall xin giải thích thêm về ngày lễ này qua bản Halloween Is sau đây.
How would you like to be scared right out of your socks? Whether or not you're wearing socks? How would you like to be frightened out of your room with some big scary something out of the gloom? That's what Halloween is. It's a frightening time.
Ngày nay, với tiến bộ của khoa học, sự mê tín của dân chúng đã tan biến dần, khiến ngày Halloween trở thành một ngày họp mặt vui chơi sau mùa gặt hái. Và chẳng bao lâu sau, ngày lễ này đã được dân chúng trên khắp nước Mỹ chấp nhận vì cái tính chất độc đáo của nó. Ngày nay, từ thành thị đến thôn quê, đâu đâu người ta cũng tổ chức lễ Halloween vào đêm 31 tháng 10. Ngày nay, lễ này trở thành một dịp để cho trẻ em đi xin bánh kẹo, để cho người lớn họp mặt ăn uống vui đùa với con cháu trong khung cảnh ma quái của đêm Halloween và nghe những bài ca dị kỳ quái đản như bản Ghostbuster do Ray Parker Jr. trình bày sau đây.
Make your costume. Are you gonna scare folks or show them what you are? It's a nerdy Halloween. Time for all the nerds to get dressed up like they want to all year. Over there is a Jedi, a Stormtrooper too. Is that Frodo? and a troll rolling dice. It's a nerdy Halloween. You can be in Starfleet, a wizard, elf, or a warlock, as long as it's you. Halloween time is here, time to partay. Meet up with your friends, and you can do too. Go back to the jobs and fixing your computers. It's a nerdy Halloween. Time for all the nerds to dress up like they want to all year. Over there is a Jedi, Stormtrooper too. Is that Frodo? And a troll rolling dice. It's a nerdy Halloween. You can be in Starfleet, a wizard, elf, or a warlock, as long as it's you. It's a nerdy Halloween. Nerdy Halloween. It's a nerdy Halloween.
What makes the lightning? What makes the thunder? What makes the rain and sleet and snow? What makes the weather? What makes the weather? What makes the weather come and go?
What the hell is that?
Ah!
All those things sticking up over there in the distance. What the hell is this place?
Ah, she is the harp.
Harp?
Oui. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
I don't want to know about this, do I?
Hey, there's an egghead. Let's ask him. Hey, egghead, what happened here, huh?
What you're looking at is the harp site in Alaska, or at least about one-fifth of the harp site. When this is completed, you'll see about 180 of these poles. Together, those 180 poles make up one single antenna designed along with these cross members and a wire mesh here to send all the information, all the radio frequency energy that is generated by these trailers up into the ionosphere.
In 1912, Nikola Tesla, a visionary genius, saw ways to tame the sky, to make the atmosphere glow. He developed alternating current, high-frequency radio technology, and free energy. He experimented with both high and low frequencies and electromagnetic waves. He envisioned altering the weather and creating shields around the Earth to protect us from missiles, and he claimed he knew how to split the Earth in two. In 1985, Bernard Eastland applied for patents that could make some of these ideas real. Many claim that these patents have become the blueprint for HAARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
If you have decided to come along with me, there is something that I must explain first. These weather makers are very, very sensitive and take their job seriously. They know that they're not perfect and can't please everyone at the same time. But they do their best because it is their job to make the weather.
Yeah, I have a little more rain here. Here, push that rain button over there. Yeah, okay.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah. How would Berkeley like some acid rain?
Weather, when it drizzles, we make weather, whether we like it or not.
This is the weatherman again, and I like fake bacon while listening to crap work.
You can see by the way he's handling things here that he is quite proud of his job.
I don't think so.
The barometric pressure is 30.4 hundredths.
And well, he should be.
So if that high, we'd really be in trouble. That's impossible.
There is alto, straightest clouds, and straightest clouds, and cirrus clouds.
I can't believe that.
Rain is very important, particularly to farmers and people who like to grow things.
There is a little break in the clouds toward the far north. That is all for the weather report.
It also supplies us with water for drinking and washing. I have heard that Percy likes to experiment with new ideas. I think he's discussing one right now.
What does HARP do? HARP is a large antenna where we beam radio frequency energy up into the upper atmosphere, and we create on a small scale what the sun normally does. And the reason we're trying to do this is because when you have disturbances in the ionosphere, we can't communicate with our satellites.
We are surrounded and bombarded by millions of megawatts of natural energy because the sun blows a solar wind which crashes towards the Earth. Since the Earth is a giant magnet, the magnetic field called the magnetosphere protects us. HARP's original patents were designed to distort or alter the magnetosphere. HARP focuses 3.6 million watts and squeezes it into a billion watt or gigawatt beam.
We're squeezing the megawatts into a narrow beam. Then in a very tiny area, you can create an effective gigawatt. HARP began with a congressional insertion in the appropriations bill of fiscal year 1990. In essence, Congress directed the Defense Department to explore the potential for using the auroral regions for improving communications and navigation and surveillance. From there, the assignment came that the Navy and the Air Force were to manage the program. It is people from those two organizations that have worked together for the past 7 years.
Applications discussed in the patents included destroying missiles. Communications control and disruption were included. There were some other ideas, both to possibly modify weather, and finally to lift a portion of the upper atmosphere further out into space, where hopefully it would be able to deflect missile trajectories.
What we do by beaming up radio frequency up into the ionosphere, that radio frequency, when it hits molecules of atmosphere, it tends to make the subatomic particles inside move faster, and that increases their temperature. So you can bring their temperature up to 1600 degrees or so, which is normally what the sun does to those particles at that atmosphere.
Weather is made by the action of heat on water and on air.
We live at the bottom of an ocean of air, an ocean of air, an ocean of air. We live at the bottom of an ocean of air that's called the atmosphere. The atmosphere is made of dust and water vapor and different kinds of gases like nitrogen and oxygen, the oxygen we're breathing in. The atmosphere protects us from the burning sunlight. It also makes the weather. The snow and sleet and hail and rain are caused by air, as I'll explain later. We live at the bottom of an ocean of air. That ocean of air has a motion of air. A motion of air in the ocean of air we call the atmosphere.
We're in this sea of energy. We're in a sea of gases. We're in a sea of particles that are charged. And they're moving constantly, just like a current in the ocean, just like the wind in the atmosphere. This current forms. And you draw and you attract these particles. Well, Wilhelm Reich attracted these particles. He pointed it at the sky and he said, you want clouds to be built there? You got a drought? He would point the device at that place and clouds would form there.
In the 40s, there was interest in weather modification, that by the 50s, there was actual experimentation in that area. By the 1960s, that area had advanced substantially.
Well, there have been programs with the salting clouds, you know, salting things with the silver iodide, and there's been some experiments where people from airplanes threw chaff out, the little pieces of metal, and tried to get those to absorb power.
We have done such damage to the thermal balance, to the hydrologic balance of this planet at this point. We are seeing more and more disasters. You have to watch the news. You have to notice these things. You can't just take Prozac and forget about it. And the next day you see the whole Ohio River Valley was just flooded. Billions of dollars of damage. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people left without homes. And they actually say that they can make weather. Well, tell me, have you noticed any good weather here lately?
This is Mike Brown, director of FEMA. A recent survey shows 25% of Gulf Coast and Atlantic Coast residents are not ready for this year's hurricanes. Your government officials are ready, but we cannot do it alone. Learn what you need to do to be prepared. Ready.gov and FEMA.gov are great resources. Or call your local emergency manager. Have 3 days of water, canned food, a battery-powered radio, and extra clothes packed and ready. Hurricanes. Be prepared.
I mean, you know, they got so darn many newfangled things, and I sometimes think they use the public as guinea pigs to experiment on, to see if it, how many people die from using microwaves, you know.
Will you tell them that the United States government now wants to turn this great destructive force into something good for mankind?
And I'm telling the truth. You believe me. I'm telling the truth. The monkeys versus the weatherman.
All right, Dana Jones, you get out of that luxury chair. Will you get out of that luxury chair? Get out of that luxury chair this instant. Stop laughing! David Jones, will you stop laughing and get up out of that chair before I flip my lid? Well, Mickey, it seems as if you do not know how to read a barometer. That barometer does not say 30.4. That barometer says 28.5.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense.
Michael, will you stop laughing and tearing up that weather map? That weather map cost me $10. Michael, stop tearing it up this instant before I flip my lid.
What I've heard about HAARP is that it can punch a hole through the atmosphere if they wanted to, and that it could disturb the migratory bird pattern. It'll mess with, like, traditional village life who depend on the birds to for their food and everything. They shouldn't even build the machine if they don't know what it can do, because what if they just totally destroy the earth with this HAARP machine? What are they going to think then?
I think the biggest thing that scares me is that they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying it out.
We don't know the results, and that's why we experiment.
Every scientific experiment involves surprises of that sort, and some of them very much alter what the purposes had been at the outset. I don't think it needs examples because it's such a commonplace phenomenon.
Each on his own is a lovely delight, but put them together and no one is right.
Wind, that's tremendous.
Rain, that's horrendous.
And we
This is FEMA Director Mike Brown. Hurricane preparedness and what you should know. Masking tape's not going to save your windows in a hurricane. Rain and floods cause most of the damage. Damn power lines can kill. No electricity means no air conditioning, no lights. Don't be left behind. Get ready with your own hurricane supplies. Canned food, water for 3 days, extra clothing, a battery-powered radio. Get the facts now on hurricane preparedness.
A message in the public service from FEMA.
Star Wars was the state-of-the-art military technology of the 80s, but in the 90s and in the new millennium, it's going to be electromagnetic warfare.
What we do know about electromagnetic systems and electromagnetic warfare is becoming even more interesting. As late as April 28, 1997, U.S. Secretary of Defense Cohen announced at Georgia's University of Georgia, that in fact geophysical warfare was becoming a more intense problem. In fact, they even speculated that terrorist organizations would have systems that could modify weather, create volcanic eruptions, or even cause earthquakes using electromagnetic waves.
You know, earthquakes is another thing. We have had a lot of them, a lot of volcanoes more in the last few years. Whether or not that is just a cycle of happenings, because we've had a history of earthquakes and volcanoes throughout the recorded history, but it just seems to me like that it's coming more often.
Going back to the work of J.F. Gordon MacDonald when he was at UCLA in the late 60s, he was also a science advisor to Lyndon Johnson. He's a specialist in geophysical warfare. He asserted then, if you could ever get enough energy in at just the right frequency and just the right waveform, you could in fact trigger these kinds of events. And I think that's exactly what the Secretary of Defense Cohen was saying just a few days ago, was it's this idea that now terrorists may possess this kind of technology. It's obvious. I mean, if we're concerned that terrorists have it, we certainly do. The idea of affecting weather for many people, it gets to the point where you say, well, you know, can that even be real? And when you go back in time, even to 1976, the United States, along with over 60 other countries, signed an accord where we agreed to not use weather manipulation as a weapon of war. This is before biological and chemical treaties, before many of the nuclear disarmament treaties. And yet, that was such a big threat in 76. Has the science progressed? Certainly.
My next present is the machine in which I am talking into. That is all from Wheels of Own.
And whether cold or hot, we make stormy clouds and typhoons, breezy rainy monsoons. We make weather, whether we like it.
And I just have those of you in areas where this show is new and it's causing a lot of trouble, I just have to tell you one thing.
The sky is clouded with cumulus, stratocumulus, and cumulus congestus. Wills' weather forecast, possible showers this afternoon. Rain tonight, other cloud types, alto stratus and stratus. Hazy visibility.
Is HARP 100% safe? I don't think I would categorize any radio transmitting system as 100% safe. We have made it as safe as we can. We have followed all the standards that are applicable.
There are no standards because we have no intimate knowledge of how Earth and life work together.
When you look at the Earth itself, you think about the Earth and how it releases energy naturally. You can look at earthquakes and what we know about them over 30 years is they're increasing in depth, frequency, and magnitude. You can look at weather patterns. And what everyone knows, at least in this country and most of the world now, is weather patterns are going through dramatic shifts that are blamed on any number of factors. And you can also look at tidal heights in the North Sea, which have been steadily rising over a 30-year period as it's been charted. All of that indicates releases of energy. And then in the midst of this natural releases of energy, we're going to inject billions of watts of power into the magnetic lines of force. What this will do, they don't really know, because they've never been at these power thresholds before.
But when they get together, it's always stormy.
Now, for the last time, Data Jones, you get in there and give that weather report now before the radio goes off the air. You give that weather report this instant. No laughing and no talking about girls and no reading magazines. Now, give that weather report this instant.
Before I flip my lid, Michael, do you know the difference between highs and lows? Look what you've done to this weather map. You've ruined it. You've marked all the highs with lows and all the lows with highs. Now, you marked that weather map correctly. Oh, baloney. You get out of that weather map seat. Let me sit there and mark the weather map, and you... Will you get that green cap off your head before I burn it off?
I'm concerned that the people who understand that all life is interconnected aren't the people that are making the decisions about these experiments on our ionosphere.
There are a number of scientists like myself who are concerned about this, who are in fear of what HAARP could do to the planet. Not only mind control, but weather changes, possible earth changes, earthquakes, things like that. And we all need to band together. We need to contact each other over the internet. We need to lead a discussion on this. And scientists need to contact their government representatives and tell them what they feel about this.
If anyone, any group, individuals, whatever, were concerned, they're welcome to tour the site. They're welcome to put together an independent team of their experts to come onto the site and to review what it is we're doing. We have absolutely nothing to hide.
Recovering from a hurricane is not easy. Your call to the FEMA disaster hotline can be a good beginning. After you call and apply for assistance, a FEMA inspector will visit in a matter of days. After a thorough survey of your damages and a review of your serious needs, your application is processed, and if eligible, help will be on the way. But you have to make the call. Call today, 1-800-621-FEMA. That's 1-800-621-3362. This message from FEMA Recovery Radio.
That barometer does not say 30.4. That barometer says 28.5.
But you're too scared to get out of bed. And you're too big to call Mom or Dad.
28.5 is a very low pressure. That means we're going to have a big storm. Michael, start tearing up.
Lightning, thunder, lightning.
If that barometer cost me $150, now what you claim that mess up this instant,
Thunder, lightning, I hope you're all tucked in.
All right, Data Jones, you get out of that luxury chair. Will you get out of that luxury chair? Get out of that luxury chair this instant.
His work and his job.
David Jones, will you stop laughing and get up out of that chair before I flip my lid?
Thunder, lightning.
All right, you guys, I've had it. Get out of my weather station. This is the get out.
Stay tuned for an urgent public safety message from FEMA.
A hurricane warning is issued when hurricane conditions are expected in 24 hours or less. You should expect winds of 74 miles an hour or greater, or dangerously high water and storm surges. Wherever you are, when a hurricane warning is issued, avoid elevators and listen constantly to a battery-operated radio or television for official instructions. If you're at home when you hear a hurricane warning, stay inside, away from windows, skylights, and glass doors. Hurricane winds can toss debris that will shatter even well-protected doors and windows. If you're in a mobile home, check and secure the tie-downs and evacuate by driving inland or to a local emergency shelter immediately. Remember, in a mobile home, lock up and leave when you hear a hurricane warning.
Plan ahead to survive the next hurricane and listen to this station for more information from local authorities and FEMA.
He's just another weather maker doing his job.
Sounds like one.
Causes all of us some discomfort.
It is.
It's good to hear that sound.
No. I have easy
hearts. That sound. It's Coffee Man.
It's the Coffee Man. It's the Coffee Man. It's the Coffee Man.
I have easy.
That means it's time for a break here at the Weather Company. Frankly, I could use a little break. How about you?
The coffee cart is coming down the hall. Coffee man is ringing out.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Thank you. Dum 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 d